Hey, we're learning, we're starting a new Sefer, Sefer Devarim, Shabbos Chazayin. Talk about the Parsha and talk a little bit about Tisha B'Av, even though we hope Tisha B'Av will be a Moed and will be a Simcha. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu opens up Sefer Devarim, this goodbye speech to Bnei Yisrael, with words of Musar and Chizuk and Toichacha. As we all know, he hints to different places that we did various averas as tochacha, to improve and to grow. You know, the greatest tochacha for each and every one of us has to be to be metaking what brought galus, what brought the galus of Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's what we need more than anything else. We need geula, we need Yeshua. So it must be that somehow Moshe Rabbeinu was already been merameh to that as well. So as we spoke in the longer shir, we spoke a little bit about what were the two chatam, there were chatam of that dar that brought about Churban and ultimately Churban Beis HaMikdash in a certain sense, were Chet HaEgel and Chet Meraglim. By the Egel, we were standing by our Sinai, where Kodesh Kodesh and Pascha Zumasam, as Gemara in Shabbos says, if we didn't sin by Egel, we'd be Adam Rishon Kodesh Machet. Nothing, no Churban would have ever occurred. And we're still feeling that until today. And then Chet Meraglim as well. By the Chet Meraglim, the Chet of the spies, our Chaim HaKadosh says that if it wasn't that we sinned by the Meraglim, we would have entered into Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu as well would have entered with us into Eretz Yisrael, would have built the Beis HaMikdash, and that would have been a Beis HaMikdash, and never would have been destroyed if Moshe had built it. So therefore, Churban Beis HaMikdash was also somehow connected to Chet Meraglim. Chet HaEgel and Chet Meraglim. Chet HaEgel and Chet Meraglim is Avodah Zarah and Lashon Hara. The first Beis HaMikdash destroyed, one of the big three is Avodah Zarah. Second Beis HaMikdash is Sinas Chinam, which is so much connected to Lashon Hara. And seemingly these are our Avodahs these days, and our Avodah for life. It's to be attacking Chet HaEgel and Chet Meraglim. So you say, Avodah Zarah was destroyed. The Taiver for Avodah Zarah, no one in his room is serving idols and has a desire to. Although I had someone here this week. No, let me explain. That was here this week and telling me about how they were out involved in different countries throughout the world and with people who were, I don't want to give any details to give it away, but with people who were Buddhists and tried to get them into it, and they were trying it, and then eventually started asking questions like why they're chanting these things to these little God things. And they told them, we don't know, we just do it. So the person realized this has to be fake and walked away from it. But Lameisa, most of us are not serving idols. We're not thinking about serving idols. But Avodah Zarah means any strange service, meaning how much do we... Are we looking at green pieces of paper as Avodah Zarah? Taivas Nashim as Avodah Zarah? Having to have materialistic wealth and whatever it might be is our modern day Avodah Zarah. That we put first and foremost, above God even, lo aleinu. And when it comes to Lashon Hara, who in this room could say they weren't even involved in Lashon Hara today? And how what a taiva we have to speak Lashon Hara, to listen to Lashon Hara, to put down other people. So we have to be attacking both. We have to be attacking Chet Meraglim, Chet HaEgel. So comes Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Eila HaDvarim, those are the first words of Sefer Dvarim, which starts in Tocha. Eila, that word Eila is Merames to both Chet HaEgel and Chet Meraglim. How so? By the Chet HaEgel, the Pasuk says, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, this is your God Yisrael. Eile hadvar, remember Eile Elohecha. Remember the Chet HaEgel Klai Yisrael, walk away from it. And the Halakha Imri Noam says, if you look in Parsha Shlach and they talk about the Meraglim, it says, Latur Es Haaretz, Latur Es Haaretz, or Rashi Tevas Eile. So by the Meraglim also, the Meram is to Eile. Eile is also Avak Lashon Hara. So Moshe Rabbeinu starts off Eilu Dvarim and gives Teichacha, is really giving the biggest Teichacha to these Chatoim of Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, and Lashon Hara. We're going to say an Eicha if we don't have the Moir. We're going to say an Eicha Al Zeh Haya Dove Libeinu Al Eile Chashku Einenu. On this, Al Zeh. First of all, Rashi Tevos Al Lashon Al Zeh, or Rashi Tevos together. Al Zeh is Lashon Hara Avodah Zarah. Al Zeh, because the Lashon Hara Avodah Zarah Haya Dove Libeinu, our hearts are faint. Al Eile, and on Eile, the way we've described tonight, Chashku Einenu, our eyes have been darkened. Mir Hashem, we should be zayich each and every one of us to be metaking ourselves, to take the chizik of the veils of these days, to stop and work on our Lashon Hara, to work on not chas v'sholom be oivir of a desire in the ways that we do, that chus will be zaycha to the gula shleim of Mashiach Zidkenu, and hey Rabbi Yemeinu. Amen. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Hai Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Hai Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Hai Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Hai Shabbos Kodesh, Hai Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabb